everybody. This is Greg Berga here on Unfinished Music at Beatbrick Studios on MSONewsSports.com. And today we are joined by Chelsea Berry. Chelsea,
hi, Greg.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So why don't we jump right into a tune? We'll hear something off of your new album, and we'll talk about that.
Sounds good. This is a tune that that a friend of mine wrote. Until you see the shoreline, until you've hit dry land, you're chasing down the wind, you're steering best you can. I cast my sails up high, I set my arrows straight, 'cause you're the only waters I'll make my resting place. You've always been my lighthouse, you've always been my love, you've always been my harbor, you'll always be the one. I knew that I would find you, I knew that I would land, and now that I have got you, I'll throw my anchor down. I must have moved a mountain somewhere along the way. I must have been a healer, I must have been a saint, I must have been a king who gave his gold away. For you to wear my ring, for you to take my name. You've always been my lighthouse, you've always been my love, you've always been my harbor, you'll always be the one. I knew that I would find you, I knew that I would land, and now that I have got you, I'll throw my anchor down.
That was Anchor, and that's from your new CD, which is called Wanderbird.
Yes.
So, well, I want to talk about the song specifically, then we'll talk about the new album.
Yeah. So that is a tune, obviously, Anchor, written by one of my very best friends, Megan Burt, who is a singer-songwriter out of Colorado and New York City. She splits her time between the two places. And what's fun about that particular song is that she happened to be visiting me when I was living on Magnolia Beach in Gloucester and needed to write a song for a wedding that I believe was only about 24 hours away at the time. And I said, well, maybe I should leave you
a little bit of time and space to do that. So I left and I'm sure went off to the rum line or something like that for a couple hours and came back, and she had finished that song just sitting there staring out at the ocean. So it's a special song for me for a lot of reasons. I love the tune anyway, but because she wrote it while she was on Cape Ann, I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Well, it was just about a year ago you were on the show, and actually that day, just after the show, just before the show, you reached your goal for your Kickstarter.
Oh, that's right.
And so, and the result is the CD that I'm holding here, which is Chelsea Berry, Wanderbird. So why don't you just talk a bit about the Kickstarter, that even because you went over your goal by, you know, a good amount.
Yeah, sure. So, we set our goal, which of course I have since completely, you know, just gone beyond that. I'm going to be in debt for a little while, but I think that's kind of the way it always happens. I set a Kickstarter goal. We raised about $20,000, and I went from there, to a friend of mine, Nicole Zoraitis, who is a wonderful singer-songwriter who, be cool for you to have her on this show sometime, actually. She's based out in New York City. And she and Dan Pugach is her fiancé. Actually, I'm going to be at their wedding this weekend.
Oh, great.
But anyway, I called Nicole and I said, I know you live in New York, and I know that you do a lot of recording, and, you know, do you have any recommendations? And immediately she said, you need to work with this guy, Rich Lamb. He's a really good friend of mine and a sound engineer and recording engineer. And so I reached out to Rich, and through him I found this guy, Adam Rhodes, and hired the both of them. Adam is the producer and Rich is the engineer. And we recorded the whole record in Brooklyn, Harlem, and Tribeca. And it took, you know, about 6 months or so. And and it came out a few weeks ago. We had the release performance at the Shaloon Lou in Rockport, which was wonderful, and it's really exciting. I've toured on this already. Just went through out west to Ohio, and then did a big swing all the way down South Carolina and back up for this album so far.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, well, let's hear something to see Rich's work. We'll listen to Forgiven. This is the fourth track off the album. So here is Chelsea Berry and Forgiven.
Love was so right, but the timing was wrong.
And that was Forgiven by Chelsea Berry. So any stories behind that particular tune?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny that I know that you decided that one for our first, you know, to be the first one played. That's actually Rich's favorite song on the record.
How appropriate.
It kind of became our little anthem for the album. And it's a song that I actually co-wrote with Megan, so mm-hmm. the woman that wrote Anchor. And I came to her with a lick that I liked and some lyrics that I liked but was just kind of having a hard time getting it off the ground. And she happened to be, I believe, in Colorado at the time. So we sat down, over FaceTime actually.
Yeah.
And I played her this little lick I had, you know, that little, you know, and kind of some of the lyric ideas that I had. And we knocked it out pretty quickly, which was exciting. And it's actually kind of slightly off the subject, but I didn't play that electric solo in the middle of that song myself on the record. But it became this really exciting thing because I've never played a guitar solo in my life live. Yeah. And it's just the idea of it scares the hell out of me. So I decided, for this release performance last month at the Shilinloo, that I was indeed going to play that guitar solo. So I practiced and practiced and practiced, and I did it, and I didn't screw it up, and I was so excited. It was like, and people think that's so silly. Like, I think of you as a guitar player. I'm like, I know, but it's so different. I could sing all day and not have a problem, but the moment you ask me to play a live line just by myself in front of, you know, two people, I get nervous. But anyway, so that was kind of exciting that little invisible barrier is broken for me on this album.
Well, I hear you, because I'm the bass player, and a band I was in, I'm a lefty, and one of the bands I was in had another lefty who was the lead guitar player. So we got to switch off on a couple tunes, and so I played the solo for Jesse's Girl.
Oh, cool.
And I, you know, the first time I played, I fucked it up pretty bad. But, you know, it was a little easier each time. But same idea. The comfort zone of the bass was gone.
Absolutely. So. It's like playing a completely different instrument. And I had this wonderful guy, Brendan Burns, playing guitar with me on that performance. And I said it during our last rehearsal. I said, you know what? I might freak out and I really want to play the solo, but I might freak out and you might have to do it. And he said, no, you're going to do it and you're going to be fine. And you know what? If you screw it up, who cares? We're here. We got you.
Yeah.
And I went, all right, I'm totally doing it. You know, it was cool.
Yeah, the more you do it, the more comfortable you feel.
And, that's right.
Yeah, second nature.
That's right.
But maybe we shouldn't bury the lead. What we were chatting about before we started recording here, you mentioned you're going to be moving.
Yes, yeah, so it's this week. This is the big week for me. I've been – it's scary. This is really scary. You guys are all getting – now you're being my therapist. This is very sad. I didn't see a therapist recently, so now this is my therapy. I am moving to New York City, and I don't know for how long. And it's terrifying in a way because Gloucester has really been my home for almost 10 years.
Wow.
And I haven't lived anywhere else as long except for Alaska, you know, born and raised. And but I have grown so much in this place, and I love Gloucester so much, and it is my family and my home in a lot of ways. But I have really come up against some amazing challenges just in the last, you know, 10 months that I've spent in New York City making this record and making connections. And I think I just need to do that for a while. So,
right.
So I have a storage unit in Gloucester. I almost emptied it out completely this week, and that will continue happening. And, you know, who knows? But, like, you know, I'm already going, okay, I know that I'll be up here all the time. I have a show on the 21st of October, which I believe is Saturday night in Haverhill. So, you know, that shows how well I run away. I'll be back here momentarily.
Right, right. Well, and you moved to New York, not to Mars.
Exactly. So exactly. You know. Well, and what's cool is that I really do have so many people here in this place that I know I'll know for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And not one person has said, oh, this is a terrible idea. Everybody goes, you need to go do this now, and we're here for you no matter what, and we got you, you know, when you need to come back and hang and, you know, slow down and see the ocean. I did a yoga practice last night, actually, on Niles Beach, and it was it was awesome. And I was trying to go, okay, when you start freaking out because people are honking at you and, and, you know, it doesn't smell like grass and you can't hear the birds singing, just remember this moment on Niles Beach.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's the, New York is the place to be. I mean, they were LA and New York's probably a little more human than LA. So
yeah, it is.
It's a great move for, in my opinion.
Thank you. So. Well, you can come visit anytime you like.
Oh, beautiful. We'll do a remote show.
Exactly. So. Unfinished Music from, I'm actually going to be in Harlem for the first couple months. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so we could do an Unfinished Music from Harlem episode.
All right. Well, why don't we, go into another, song, play something live for us.
Sure.
The, you want to do My Request of
Book of Love? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is a tune that, was on my, my live album, which we recorded actually in that house on Magnolia Beach where Megan Burt wrote Anchor. We invited a bunch of people, they came, and my friend Andy Pinkham is a sound engineer in Charlestown, Massachusetts, and he set up all his gear and we made a record called Live in the Moment.
Excellent album. I
Thank
have it.
Thank you. So this is Book of Love from Live in the Moment. The Book of Love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me. And you can read me anything. The Book of Love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental, and some of it's just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. And you can sing me anything. Book of Love is long and boring. It's written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you ought to give me wedding rings. And I love it when you sing to me. And you could sing me anything. And I love it when you sing with me. And you could sing me anything. And I love it when you sing to me. And you could sing me anything. And I love it when you give me things. And you ought to give me wedding rings. You ought to give me wedding rings. You ought to give me wedding ring.
Yeah, I really love that song. And it, just watching your face as you're singing, it looks like you really love it too.
I mean, I do.
You could just see it.
I do. That's a tune by a group called the Magnetic Fields. I love singing it for a lot of reasons, but I think the message is really fun. And also, it's a lot of fun because the audience loves to sing along.
Yeah.
And I have a blast going, all right, guys, this is your part. Okay, you try it. And sing-alongs are so much fun. They're so much fun. Getting the audience involved. It's really fun because a lot of the time, I think I've used the word fun about 12 times in the last 8 seconds.
That's fun.
It's really fun. A lot of times you sort of have to warm an audience up and you don't jump into the sing-alongs until later in the evening. Mm. But recently I've just been so amped about this album and so excited about everything that I'm like, all right, guys, I know it's early in the night, but we're going to start. And, you know, first or second song in, I've already got them singing their part and. Yeah, it is, for lack of a better word, fun.
It's so fun.
What are you going to do?
Well, speaking of the new album, why don't we go to another track from the album? We're going to play Wandering, which is the, when we talk about the video, because I saw on Facebook when you had released it, and I really love the looks like a lot of drone footage out there on the back shore.
Yes. So my friend Mo Shore, who I met through another mutual friend of ours. He's based out of New Hampshire now, but has worked in Boston for years, was a radio DJ for a long time, and now does video work. And so he worked on this, he kind of facilitated everything, and he did all of the still shots and, the regular camera shots. And then he called in a favor to his friend Terry, who has been working on the board for drones at MIT for a long time.
Oh,
he's
wow.
kind of a, you know, one of the heavy hitters in that world, and he came out, and we did the whole video out on at Reef's Chasm, which is not too far from where we are right now, and one of my favorite places on the island, and I guess technically it's off the island, but you know, it was a really exciting fun thing. I've never sung. I don't know. I suppose it's sung to a drone before. It was a little weird, but it was fun.
Well, and I'm embarrassed that I've lived here my whole life and I've called it the back shore when it's so rich. But anyway, as I'm watching it, I'm like getting nervous that thinking you're going to fall over.
Right. Fall off the edge. Yeah. I actually, I have lots of shoes, which is generally the case with, you know, with a lot of women. I mean, you know, anybody these days, but, girls have lots of shoes, and I specifically wore these sort of drab green boat shoes that day, which aren't particularly gorgeous, but it kept me from breaking my silly neck.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Would have made for a great video, though.
Yes. Well, you know, and the whole point of this tune is this, you know, celebrating the idea of not knowing exactly where you are in the world, and so I suppose it would be fitting to fall off a cliff and then survive it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And hopefully your arms and hands still work. So.
Exactly. As long as we don't break the vocal folds or the fingers, we're good to go.
All right. Well, here it is from the new album, Wanda Bird. Here is Wandering by Chelsea Berry.
Try with my eyes on the sky and my fingers crossed.
Okay, we're back. That was Wandering by Chelsea Berry. And we're going to switch over to the piano for a song. So let's move on over there. We'll do a little bit of setup here.
All right, so this is Walk Away.
When something needs to be done, I take it into my own hands. But I can't do a thing about this. Played all the cards, but I can't. I don't know what to think about this. And I don't know how to let you go. So whether or not you want it, I've got nothing left to say. No demands, I never did. All I ever did was love you.
beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
All right. Let me just get your reverb off. So there's must be a story behind this song.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I a year ago, actually, a little over a year ago, people on KVAN are sick of hearing this story because they basically, everyone here, were, this is where all the people were to help me pick up the pieces after a relationship was over. but I was broken up with in August of last year, and it was just not something I anticipated, as is often the case, mm-hmm. right? And I just didn't know how to handle it, and I was very fortunate to know Laura Ritchie, who sure. owns the Norton Tree Farm, among some other properties, and she offered for me to stay up there, and I have a van that I've been living out of for the last year and a half, and so I would park the van up there and sleep with the doors open, listen to the crickets every night and coyotes sometimes, and would just get up every morning and have a cup of coffee and go sit in this room that she has. It has a baby grand in it. And that was my therapy for about 2 months, was just sitting at the piano every morning and playing and writing and crying and drinking coffee. and a couple things came out of that. There's a couple tunes on this record that were written on that piano about a year ago. And it's funny because it at that time, I was so broken and so distraught that I was even saying to Livingston Taylor, my mentor, and to some of my friends, I don't even know if I want to play music anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. And my best friend said, you know what, you need to crowdfund this record right now. That's what you need to do right now. You need a project. You need to write these songs, and you need to get them out there. And it really did save me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it did.
Thank you.
Because if you had quit, that would have sucked.
I love you. That's amazing.
No, and this record is amazing, and I'm glad.
You.
I actually had this one personally delivered to me.
Yes,
right?
You did.
And I was happy to be part of the crowdfunding, and the result is a very nice album. So, well, why don't we talk about how people can get this? I'm sure it's in the usual spots, iTunes, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera.
It is. You can go to my website, which is just chelseaberry.com. Mm. You can buy it through that if you want a physical copy. It's on Amazon. It's on iTunes. It does me a lot of good for people to buy it in any way, whether you're just buying the MP3s or you're buying the physical copy. And the hope is with this album, which, you know, for me at this point, I think is sort of the hope with everything, is that someone will hear it and say, ooh, we want to have that song on this Netflix series.
Oh, yeah, there's the synchronization fees, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Which would be ideal, but really, this is all about, you know, grassroots growing it mm-hmm. organically. And so the more people that are out there listening to this and sharing it with people and playing it for their friends, I mean, that's all I can ask for.
Right. And this is, you know, coming from your writing or close friends' writing, mm-hmm. as opposed to the factory. I saw a video on YouTube that's basically two guys, one in America, one in Sweden, who write all the hits.
Oh, God.
You know, and they're all, none of them have any, they have three chords. There's no bridge. There's no verse. Uh-huh. It's all the same through the whole song. So this is, like you say, this is grassroots. This is real.
Right.
You know?
This is like buying small batch kombucha instead of drinking Tropicana orange juice.
Right, exactly. It's the difference between Bud and the Cape Ann Brewery.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Oh my God, I love it.
All right, well, we want to thank you for coming in. And to backtrack, we missed a question, but they can get physical copies of your previous albums. So this is your fourth studio album.
Well, I don't actually really know. I mean, it kind of depends. If you count the record that I made when I was 15 because my parents gave me money to go to a real live recording studio when I was in high school, I think this is more like seventh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this is the first kind of big girl where I actually hired, you know, a producer and really sort of outsourced things rather than trying to do it all myself. And it made a difference. It was pretty cool to just write the songs, play the songs, show up, and have other people do the things that they're good at, like playing drums and producing and choosing players and that sort of thing. It's been a crazy, exciting learning experience. But this is available on my website and pretty much, I think if you Google me, you should find it, Chelsea Berry Wanderbird.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's a great album, and we appreciate you coming in. Anything? The Move is coming up. You got the show in Haverhill in October. Anything else? Or are you sort of going to get the Move situated first?
I mean, I've got shows coming up in various places. I'll be in Vermont in November. Going to head out to California for a couple shows as well, and just kind of doing some little one-off performances here and there. But all of that is you're able to find that online on my website, chelseaberry.com.
Okay. The computer monitor just went to sleep, but we're still good here. Okay, so we have, we're going to go out on the, what song did we decide we're going to go out on?
I think
War Isn't Over.
Yeah, it's the last track on the record, and this is actually one of the other ones I wrote on that piano. It was seemingly sort of, not too wild and crazy when I wrote it, because it was just me and a line on the piano. Mm. But as you will hear, that changed once it got into the studio, which is pretty cool.
All right. Well, let me just do some quick housekeeping. This is Greg Berger. Our guest today has been Chelsea Berry, and my usual co-host Rick Moore is in Quebec. So we're doing the solo today, or I'm doing the solo. We're here at Unfinished Music at msonewsports.com here from Beechbrook Studio. We're going to be taking a bit of an extended break until the new year. So check our schedule on Facebook at Unfinished Music. And if you have any suggestions for guests for the show, certainly reach out to me through Facebook or send me a note at greg@gregverga.com. But again, thank you, Chelsea, for coming by.
Thank you so
much. Best of luck in New York, and we're going to stay in touch. And here is from the new CD, Wanda Bird, War Isn't Over, from Chelsea Berry.
The war isn't over. Easy on the bottle, wanna drink and think of you. lost and you are gone and the war isn't over.